Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and enjoy this time when you get to connect with the beautiful messages and feelings of love from Jesus. So we will start today, as we always start, by introducing ourselves. So, let me open DC's mic. So, DC, why don't you tell everyone about you?
Yes, thank you, Barbara. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. And when I say that, it's most of the time. I've had instances where someone's grandmother has come in, and I've been used to deliver messages. As well, I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master, as well as being a Reiki teacher. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I'm a radio host. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and at times, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan connected with me while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the beautiful thing about, you know, our little connection there, Joan left this beautiful door open, and others have walked through it. And I've had such an amazing adventure because I've connected with really, like, fascinating energy as well as divine source. And in doing so, it has given me the ability to relate and work with so many different people. But prior to doing this work that I can't imagine not doing, my background had been in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to and the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach. I use Divine Infinity Healing for assisting people in clearing out their old beliefs and starting to accept the truth from their guidance. I am also a conscious channel, an author, a radio host, and other stuff I'm forgetting. If you want to learn more about either me or DC Love, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll find pictures of both of us with Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. You'll already be on one of my websites, so feel free to look around. There's lots of free information to help you in your understanding of your life and what is actually possible for you. Okay, so it is time now for us to begin with the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, I actually had a message ready, and then all of a sudden, right before the show, I had to sit down and I had another message. So here's the message I got just like a little while ago. Beloved ones, we your angels ask that you be open to receiving and accept your good, which may appear in the form of information, ideas, projects, or even amazing opportunities. Listen and trust what you are feeling or thinking. These are thoughts that are coming from your higher self. You can't miss our messages if you truly listen. Trust that the good that is coming to you and for you is to be taken full advantage of. Connect with your inner wishing and then take action. And if you're not sure what to do, ask, and we will give you angelic guidance about any situation or anything that you may want to do or create for your highest and best, for yourself as well as all others concerned. Faith and trust are needed, beloved ones. You will receive insight, visions, ideas, and many signs. You may feel as though you're daydreaming, or you may receive messages even while you're sleeping. You can't miss our messages. Again, if you truly listen, We have come to connect with you because you do want our guidance. Be open to receiving, and you will experience your truth, as well as love and joy. We, along with your spirit guides, will help you to develop an awareness which leads to increased insight with faith, trust, patience, and a little bit of practice. You will clearly hear and interpret the messages that we send you. Calm your mind, your body, and your soul, and open your heart. You have a direct route to angelic inspiration and insight. Your thoughts and words are magnificently reflective of what you are capable of achieving. Beloved ones, do not fear. We are with you and ask that you give us any feelings of self-doubt or insecurity. We will carry them to God for transmutation. Take action because we are with you every step of the way. If you take small steps daily, you will reach your true and full spiritual potential and let go of what no longer serves you with love and gratitude. And trust the wonderful new beginnings that are coming because big changes await you. Prepare now for the energy of change is flowing into your present experience. Align with this energy of change, liberating yourself and connecting you with your higher vibration. Be willing to embrace all that lies ahead. Breathe and show gratitude to the universe, knowing that you will resonate with that which is for your highest and best. And let go of all that you've learned and all that you think that you know, and be open to new ways of being. And greet your greatest fear, because in reality, you have nothing to fear. You will align with your highest expression. Live your authentic life. Start today. We, your angels, are with you and ask that you connect with your I Am presence. We are here to support you as you fulfill your soul mission and your divine life purpose, and trust that all your needs will be met. Focus and have faith. You are on the right path. And keep up the good work. Stay positive, knowing we, the Ascended Masters, and Jesus are near. We have heard your prayers. We are helping you. Know that your prayers are manifesting, even if they're not visible yet. We love you, your angelic team. And Barbara, that I just received.
Wonderful.
I was just shocked. I mean, I had something else, and then I was, you know, guided to, you know, to read this message. But I do have another message.
Okay.
Okay. Beloved ones, it is so nice to connect with you today. What are you doing with your life? Do you have a plan? I want to help each of you to live a purposeful life. Seize the day. Follow your heart and make each moment count. Live your dreams. Every day is a new beginning. Focus on all the positive that is surrounding you. Celebrate all things, whether they're big or small, and allow your worries and your cares to be sent to me on the wings of angels. Whatever is out of your control, surrender to heaven. Enjoy your journey because life is meant to be filled with joyous celebrations. Find something today to celebrate. You are worthy. What is it that you love? Let in the joy and remain grateful. Are you ready to embrace life? Well, then smile, laugh often, and just realize how truly blessed that you are. Make a conscious decision today to enjoy today and every day and allow the joy of the Lord to fill you. You may find peace as you trust in his plan. When you allow God to become your strength, you can overcome all the difficulties that life has to offer. Commit to the Lord today and trust your heart and know that you are where God wants you to be. And God does have a plan for your life. And it's better than you can imagine. Because when Jesus adds his extra to your ordinary, nothing is impossible. And he uses ordinary people in ordinary ways. He takes nobodies and makes somebodies by his grace. And please don't run from him. Run to Jesus because he's going to build you up. And he sees what you will become. And remember, the future does start today. It doesn't start tomorrow. You know, look toward the good times. Be strong during the difficult times. Love always. And thank Jesus every day. Thank him not only for the blessings in your life, but also thank him for the frustrations which have helped you to become a better person. Let go of the disappointments and the setbacks that you are going through. Hang on to the promises of Jesus for the future. He loves you and he's always there for you. Everything we run from has power over us. Everything we go through, we conquer. You always have a place to run to. The place is Jesus. And he doesn't care, you know, what you're not. He cares who you are. You are his. And every day is a new start, a new chapter in your life just waiting to be written. It's a chance to turn everything around. Trust in Jesus with all your heart, because whatever he calls you to do, he equips you to do as well. Keep standing and believing and hoping. Jesus does have a bright future in store for you. And, you know, sometimes we can't see the road ahead, but Jesus promises us that there is something better waiting for us. And all we have to do is trust in him. So please, don't turn back. Keep moving forward, because Jesus does have it's a bigger plan for you. It's better than you could ever imagine. Take a moment now to simply thank him for all that you have. Remain positive, because positive minds produce positive results. And remember, you are a divine creation. You are a masterpiece made by Jesus. And all he asks is that we get up each day and we do our best. And he's going to help do the rest. Let Jesus take the wheel and let your dreams stay really big and your worries stay small. And the best way to predict your future is to create it. Every day, do something that brings you closer to a better tomorrow. Focus on your happiness and let your heart be light. Life is a gift, and you were given this gift for a reason. You are special. You are loved. And never forget that Jesus will never let you down. Don't ever settle for less than his best for you. You don't need to know what tomorrow holds. All you need to know is the one who holds tomorrow. Jesus will supply all your needs. His love surrounds and sustains you no matter where you go. And remember, Jesus loves you. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Well, thank you, DC. Those are wonderful messages and definitely can make people start feeling better about their lives and their choices and having the freedom to really live.
Yes.
Okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say for me today. My beloved, you are holding the whole world in your hands. You have limitless possibilities. It is your turn, your life, your choice. Why not create what you truly desire? We find that so many of you don't actually embrace your desires. You think that there's something wrong with desiring. You think that there's something wrong with wanting something. While your life is all about learning lessons, it is okay for you to have things. We just don't want you to make the things more important than the lesson. And that's where a lot of people get off track. They begin to believe that it's what they accumulate in the material world that is more important than the lessons they are learning. And it's not. But it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have things. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to live a life where you have nothing. Or you have the bare minimum, because God wants you to only focus on your spiritual aspect. You learn by everything that you do, everything that you say, everything that you have. It's all part of the lessons. And so if you have desires for things, you can have things. Just don't make the things the point of your life. Because they're not. We want you to understand that there is sometimes a fine line between getting what you desire and learning your lesson. And you can't do both. Everybody does both. But some people turn the things that they desire into the most important things in their life. And that's when they get off track. That's when they forget why they're here. We say this because so often you believe that spiritual people are poor. They can only be, you know, middle class or less. If they're higher than that, then obviously they're not spiritual because they've shifted their focus from the love of God to the love of things, and that's not true. There are some people who are incredibly spiritually minded, who are on their path, understanding life and learning their lessons, and they are also very, very wealthy. You can have both. It's not an either or. We don't want you to push away your own desire, believing that you have to go without in order to go within, because you don't. Going within doesn't take every single moment of your life. We say this because some people actually believe that it is necessary for you to always be in a state of a meditation of sorts. And in a way, each and every one of you is always in a state of meditation. So it's not an effort that you have to make. Allow yourself to live your life, to enjoy your life, to have fun, to laugh, to play, to create the things that you desire, the things that are going to change your life and change the world. Do not make your life a duty, an obligation. Those actually keep you from recognizing the truth of what is there, because you are so caught up in what you are supposed to be or what you have to be that you stop being. So open up to everything in your life, including the things that you desire. It is okay for you to be spiritual and wealthy. They are not contradictions. They never were and they never will be. It's a matter of your perspective, your beliefs. As long as you know the value of you, first and foremost, as long as you love yourself, first and foremost, then you are focusing on what is important in your life. And that does not mean that you cannot have things. But remember that. You are not obligated to do without. You are not obligated to be poor. You are not obligated to dismiss your own desires, a part of your life, a part of your existence, a part of your lesson. You can be wealthy and spiritual. You can do it all. You can have it all. Make sure that you are putting things in their proper places. And make sure that in your life, you are loving you. And then everything flows with grace and ease. Life truly is easy. And it is interesting. And it is fun. So allow yourself to experience all of life. And do not limit yourself to believing that you cannot have it all, that you have to trade off. God is not limiting you. Don't limit yourself. All things are possible. They truly are. So make a commitment. Make a commitment to living your life fully. Make a commitment to allowing yourself to experience the joy, the happiness, the prosperity, the love, all that life holds, and to know that it is okay for you to live. We hope that you take all of this to heart, that you truly allow yourself to hear these words, to understand this message is your life we are talking about. It is why you are here. Do not just dismiss it and think, oh, well, that applies to everyone but me, because we are talking to you, each and every one of you. You can have it all. So let that be your new models from this moment forward. Let it be what you tell yourself in those moments when you are feeling overwhelmed. Let yourself know that you can have it all, that you can work the divine, the creator, the angels, me, whomever it is that you decide to work with, and that we can show you the truth. We can open you to the love. You can have it all, and you don't have to do it alone. We are there for you. Please let us into your life, into your heart, into all that you are. Love. Okay.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I'm warm and fuzzy again, Barbara.
Me too.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Well, we've come to the part of the show where we are now willing to take questions from anyone who is called in. So if you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 so that it raises your hand on my little dashboard, and I'll know that you have a question. Otherwise, we'll just leave you alone and you get to listen. And here we go with our first question. And this is a beautiful, beautiful soul in the beautiful city of New York. I'm assuming she's in New York right now. Hi, Helena.
Good morning, Barbara in D.C. How you guys doing? I'm on a bus.
Morning, so, Helena.
Sound effects. Hello. I was hoping to hear from Ginger and Joan, but I have a question about what is it, embracing your desires, being okay with them. Barbara, I think I love my desires, and I really do desire them. So what am I doing here that's holding them back?
Okay. Let's look and see who wants to talk.
Barbara,
to
I have
you.
Helena.
Yeah.
Beloved one, just be true to who you really are. And just live your life. You're going to see changes that occur for you in the most amazing ways. And all you have to do is just, like, be you. And your soul is going to whisper, you know, softly to you all the time. And at times you're not able to hear the whispers of your soul because you may be, you know, in a state of fear, state of worry. Maybe there's a little bit of anxiety around you.
Yep.
Okay, all your best is breathe and needs of yourself, okay? When you do that, you're able to live in alignment. Okay? So all you have to do, all the answers you're going to, you know, that you're looking for, you're going to receive when you get quiet. And your soul is going to gently guide you, okay, to be your true, authentic self. All you have to do, Helena, is just show up and be that beautiful person that you are, so authentic and genuine person, and stay true to that person, and you're going to see that all the answers are going to be there. You're going to shift, and miracles are going to happen for you, okay? And everything is going to just, it's going to be, like, totally amazing. So all you have to do is yourself, You know, show up, be your authentic self. Quiet down your mind. Let the chatter quiet down. Connect with your soul, and everything is good. And I don't know if you're wondering about abundance, but abundance is measured into which, you know, we connect with our inner peace, okay? Mm-hmm. And it enables us to be happy, like in all circumstances. Mm-hmm. So just bring peace into every moment of your life. And you're going to find, you know, all the abundance. Just remember that, you know, you have all the answers within you. God is within you. He's Barbara.
Yeah. DC, are you there?
I am. It sounds like someone is outside, and it's not me, Barbara.
Yeah, it's breaking up a little.
Okay, sorry about that.
You still bring tears to my eyes.
But you have everything you need. And like I said, all you have to do is connect with the divine within. You know, and you have God, and you will have everything. And Alina, you're being asked, you're such a beautiful soul that you're being asked right now to share your beautiful divine gifts with the whole world. Okay? And when you do that, when you share your gifts with the world, you're going to see how everything comes back to you. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what I want to do.
And well, you are doing it. You're going to continue to do it, hon. But just remember, you know, just connect with that beautiful person within, and love is always the answer.
Okay.
So you've got to change. You've got to change from trying to I'm doing, because you are doing, Helena. Even by you calling in this morning and asking that question, you're helping others. So you are doing. But just, all you have to do is show up and be present. And just be that beautiful, authentic Helena that we all know and love. And just, you know, do whatever brings you joy. It's going to align you, you know, with what you're supposed to be doing. And please, be proud of yourself, because I'm getting, you know, you really have to be proud of you're an amazing soul. Make it like any sense?
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, thank you. And I'm just like crying. There goes the makeup.
Well, you know what? You're going to receive all these solutions that you're looking for, okay? I know that there's something going on right now. And you're going to receive all the solutions that you're looking for, okay? And just know that myself, you, Barbara, and everyone, we're all connected to that infinite intelligence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All of us have the ability to tap into it, okay? And all you have to do is just begin to focus on receiving. And you're going to receive the problems, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you're going to get it soon. You know, there's something coming to you really soon. And just begin to awaken to the power of your beautiful potential. And, Lena, are you paying attention to your
dreams? To what? To my dreams?
Yeah, to your dreams. Because I'm getting, you're receiving a lot of guidance in the dream state.
I asked last night especially, because it's full moon. And,
yes.
I woke up not really remembering anything, and I'm not sure, but I have a sense there was something that happened, but I don't remember it.
That's okay, because you did remember it on a subconscious level,
mm-hmm.
And the solution is going to be revealed to you during the divine timing in your mind's eye. So just, you know, continue, you know, seeing in your mind's eye the perfect problem that you're having,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And do that as you're falling asleep tonight, Helena, okay?
Okay.
Just hold on to that perfect solution, because our consciousness does connect to the one universal mind. And as you're sleeping, you know, you're going to see all the possibilities for the situation. And all you have to do is and allow. And once you believe and you allow, the solution is going to come forward. And just, you know, affirm that I am one with spirit. I am abundant. I am one with spirit. I am abundant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying, Helena, can you feel more abundance?
I missed the end of that. You feel more abundant.
That coming. Are you allowing yourself to feel this abundance and success? You know, right now in this moment, are you allowing that?
Yeah, right
how to allow
moment,
it?
Yeah, no, but I mean, I don't know how to allow. I open my arms and say, I allow all my good to come to me, but, you know. And,
but you know what? You have to accept yourself just as you are in this very moment, and that's key, you know?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and thank you so very much, Nina. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
are you ready for more, or do you need to breathe for a minute?
I'm ready. I got my paper napkin out of my handbag, wiping tears away.
Okay. All right. My beloved Helena, you are such a joy to so many, and yet you don't realize it. There is a part of you that was taught that you are supposed to live your life hiding in the corner, that you're supposed to pull the blankets over your head and not allow yourself to be seen, not allow yourself to be valued and appreciated. And it's amazing because the one who values you the least and appreciates you the least is you. Other people see your light. They see your beauty. They see the amazing possibilities that are within you. And you are the one that holds yourself back. You are the one who has never really embraced you. We want you to open up more to you, to know that you were not a mistake. You are a beautiful creation of the Creator, and you are perfect. You have everything that you need to do what you came to do in this lifetime. Open up to it. Allow yourself to be who you really are. And when you open up to this, when you are truly allowing, you'll find that everything you desire flows to you with grace and ease. Because that is the way it is meant to happen. That is how you were created. We understand that you were taught other things. And that's perfectly fine. Everyone was taught a whole series of beliefs that were not true. Because it gives you something to deal with throughout your entire life. So we want you to know that you are not those beliefs. You know the truth. And it's time for you to live the truth. This is what you've been working towards for so long. Allow it. Allow it to happen in your life. Live in the possibilities. And we also know that sometimes this whole idea of being someone different, of truly embracing who you are, feels so overwhelming and impossible, and you don't know how to do it. You don't know where to turn. Oh, my gosh, why did God set you up this way? We understand those feelings, but don't stay in those feelings because that's just the fears that you were taught. That is not the truth. There is a part of you that knows exactly what your next steps are. It knows exactly who you are and what you are capable of. Start allowing that part of you to lead you. Start listening to the voice of your intuition without questioning. Because you don't need to question it. It's always going to be guiding you what is for your highest good. There's no need for you to question and analyze and list all of the reasons why it can't happen, especially not for you. That's all the fear-based stuff that you were taught that's coming up. You do not have to live in fear. It is a choice. Choose love. Go within and choose love. And when the fears come up, see them. And release them. and move on. You are doing a wonderful job. You are changing your life. It is happening. So don't doubt it. You can do it because you are doing it. And know that this is what you are meant to do. And definitely let go of that part of you that says you are too old to be going through all of this. You are not too old. You are actually quite young. And there is so much more in your life. So don't ever, ever believe that you can't do it, because you can, and you are. And we are working with you, and we always will be. We love you, and we are glad that you are opening up to loving yourself. You can do it. Okay, that's
thank
what
you.
They wanted to share with you.
Gosh, thank you.
All right, so give yourself some time to process all that. Boy, that was a lot.
Yeah.
That's because she's so amazing.
She is.
You guys are so sweet. Thank you.
Well, really, I'm just waiting for the day when you realize how amazing you are.
There's a part of me that sees that, you know, the wonderfulness of the individuality. But it just seems that it keeps getting thwarted. And things start and then get smashed down and stuff. And, you know, maybe I'm looking for answers or validation from outside, but, I mean, kind of that's what I have to go by, my physical world. And then I get slammed and then I get up again. But I guess we all do.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's part of your learning process. You are learning to be different from how you have been. And there's a part of you that wants to go back and be how you have been, even though you didn't particularly care for how you have been. You at least knew how to be when you were being who you thought you were. And now you are realizing that you are different than you imagined you were. And you are working on becoming who you truly are. So it's okay if there are moments when you feel like you're going backwards. It's okay, because you are also going forward.
But I've always felt all this stuff inside me, but it just always seems so hard to get it out and live it all the time. You know?
Well, that is because of what you were taught. That is because of the programming that you've gotten in your life. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you, because there is nothing wrong with you. There never has been and there never will be. So let yourself let go of the whole idea that you're screwing things up or that you are screwed up. Those are just beliefs that hold you back. You don't need them. They're not true.
Thanks so much.
You are welcome, and you really are loved.
Thanks.
Okay, so they want you to go forth and enjoy your day as much as possible.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless.
Just, you know what, just, I want you to say I'm amazing, because you truly are amazing, and say it, you know, every so often during the day, okay?
Okay, I like that.
And any perceived mistakes that you make, they're actually miracles in disguise. So there are no mistakes, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Helena. I'm going to.
Thanks, Mark.
We love you, Helena.
I love you guys. Thank you.
You just go ahead and process everything you've heard today, because I know it's a lot. So.
Yeah.
But you can do it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. Later.
Later. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How beautiful.
And remember, any callers in the queue, you have to press 1 to raise your hand so that we can call on you. Otherwise, you just get to listen. That pressing 1 that makes the connection.
And Barbara,
and
even those that don't...
I'm saying this because someone's not pressing 1. Okay, go ahead, DC.
Okay. 1, even like some of them that aren't pressing 1, that message was not only for Helena, that was for, you know, many more people that are listening as well.
Yeah.
So sometimes
yes,
we hear
messages
but we've got to realize they're
well,
for,
the message
you know, more
resonates,
than... Yes.
If the message resonates with you, then accept it as being yours, because it is. They can connect with all of us at once, or a few of us at once, or whatever. They don't have the limitations that we do. So definitely accept the messages if it feels right for you. Okay, DC, did I lose you?
No, I'm here, Barbara.
Oh, there you are.
I'm still here. I'm listening. You were talking, so I didn't want to talk at the same time. But I'm getting a message
okay.
for everyone. Just you know, for everyone listening, do what you really love to do. You don't have to do anything else, you know? I mean, you want to really,
mm-hmm.
like, live your life, not just exist. And we all have the opportunity to do what we really love. And when we do what we really love, we help others to really fully embrace their experience here as well.
Yeah. That is definitely true. All right. Well, let's see if there's anything else that they want to say to everyone, because people are not pressing 1, so they don't want to talk. So we can wrap up the show now. Let's see if there's anything else. Okay, they want us all to remember that we are loved, each and every one of us.
Yeah.
No matter how bad we might imagine that we are, no matter how many things we might imagine that we've done wrong and how screwed up we see our lives as being, we are still loved. We are always loved. And that love never ends. And they want us to know that. Are you getting anything else,
yeah.
DC?
I'm just getting that beautiful love that you're talking about, it flows through all of us. And as it does, miracles occur. We've really
wonderful.
Got to just, you know, we've got to find the divine within all of us. And when we resonate with that beautiful love, Barbara, that's when, like you said, miracles occur. So we've got to just, you know, remain positive. And, you know, there are no mistakes. Like, you think, oh, my gosh, I made a mistake, you know. No, they're just, you know, mistakes are miracles waiting to happen. So there are no mistakes. Just keep going with the flow. And know that
yes.
we all, you know, we're being guided continually, you know. But we've really got to
yes,
all, like,
really,
really you know, we've really got to just start by loving ourselves, Barbara. And that's where it starts. Everything starts with us, you know. And we've got to let go,
yeah.
like I said in the beginning of the message, let go of all that we thought we knew, let go of all those, like, old thoughts, okay? Because, you know, I think, like, a lot of those old thoughts, they're not even our thoughts. I think they're someone else's thoughts.
Yeah,
so this is
they
a
are.
Time today for change. This is a time that we're going to change our thinking, and we're going to change the way of being, you know? We're going to begin today, and we're going to start anew.
Everyone has the
and
opportunity
if you,
to
if you can't, you know, think of, like, how to do this, call upon your angels. Call upon your guides. They're all there. They're waiting to assist you. And they're going to help you every step of the way. You're never alone. They're going to walk beside you every step of your path. All you have to do is ask. And the funny thing, Barbara, like, I would always get messages, and I kept asking, well, you know, like, why am I getting a message from Joan Rivers? Why am I getting a message from Prince? Why am I getting a message from Michael Jackson? And I would always get the same answer because I was one of the few that were listening. And that's all it takes is just a little time to quiet your mind and just listen. And then once you listen and you
yeah.
start receiving messages, don't doubt what you get, you know? You are connecting. It's that simple. It's not a hard process. We all have the ability to connect and get messages. There's no secret process. And I'm getting a really, you know, great way to start receiving messages, like the both of us had started, is just get out a notebook and get out either a pencil or an ink pen and ask a question. And when you receive something, it could be a thought, a feeling, or it could be like an answer. Write it down. You are connecting. You are getting divine guidance. So it just takes a little bit of practice. And it's sort of, you know, like if, you know, these professional athletes and everything, they didn't get to be professionals overnight. It takes a little bit of practice. And with a little bit of practice, you too can connect with your divine guidance. It's there for everyone.
That is true. And I hope everyone is taking this to heart, because this is meant for every one of you.
Yes. But, of course, we're still here, Barbara. If they, you know, I sort of feel like we're the cliff notes on this. You don't want to read the whole book now. You just want to, you know, breeze through the little cliff notes so you can connect with us and we'll help you, of course.
That's right. That's what we're here for. So you don't have to go it alone. You have help in the divine realm and the physical realm.
It's all around you.
Definitely utilize the assistance that's available for you, because it is there for you, because you deserve it. All right. I think we've said everything we were supposed to say today. So thank you to everyone who's listening and everyone who listens to the archives. And remember that this is your life. You are learning your lessons, but there is so much more than you've ever imagined. So start living the more. Allow yourself to open up, truly open up to the love that's there for you. And we will be back on Blog Talk next Thursday. So feel free to join us again and ask your questions and get the answers that you're looking for. This is your opportunity to truly discover who you are and what your life is really about. We love you. You are loved. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a great day. We love you.